Welcome to another edition of The News on Drinks Adventures. Coming up in this edition, a strong year for Treasury Wine Estates, Australia's mountain culture has one of its beers named among the world's best, Four Pillars Gin launches a single vineyard Bloody Shiraz in collaboration with Neighbours Yarra Yering, and Morris Whisky's John Casella reveals a premium brandy is on the cards. Treasury Wine Estates, the ASX-listed owner of Penfolds and myriad other wine brands, increased both net profit and earnings per share despite the impacts of the pandemic and the China wine tariffs. Chief Executive Tim Ford said the company's full-year earnings of $510 million were in line with 2020's result, despite a $77.3 million decline in China.
Our number one objective as we entered fiscal 21 was managing our performance through the global pandemic. And I'm very proud to say that we achieved this through the delivery of continued premiumisation and organic top line and EBITS growth. This is a significant achievement in its own right, and even more so when you take into account the impact on our business in China.
Peter Nielsen, Managing Director of the Treasury Premium Brands Division, said innovation was a key source of growth in the Australian market.
Highlights included the expansion of Pepperjack into Chardonnay, Malbec, Grenache and Tempranillo, with TWE becoming a leader in the fast-growing Malbec and Grenache varietals. The launch of our Squealing Pig Gin Secco was another tremendous success on the innovation front, building on the already strong momentum behind the Squealing Pig brand.
Mountain culture beer company's Be Kind Rewind IPA has been named among the top five hazy or New England IPAs in the world by the influential ratings website Untappd. Be Kind Rewind came in fifth behind US brewing heavyweights Treehouse of Massachusetts and Monkish of California. It's another remarkable achievement for Mountain Culture, the company founded by DJ and Harriet McCready in Katoomba, New South Wales, in 2019, which is already building a second production brewery in nearby Emu Plains. Harriet McCready says the Untappd accolade is a win for Australian beer as a whole, because the dominant hop in Be Kind Rewind is Australia's own Vic Secret from Hop Products Australia.
I actually was emailed from a customer saying, you know, congratulations on being top five hazy in the world. You know, I saw it on this blog, well done. And I was like, oh, that's so nice that, you know, a blogger has rated us that highly. And I didn't bother clicking through to the link he sent. I just sent it on to Pat and was like, oh, how nice. And then Pat immediately rang me and was like, did you look at that properly? And I was like, no. He was like, it's not just a random blogger, it's Untappd. They've named us top five in the world. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, what? Like, it was so insane to me that yeah, as you say, a little brewery in Katoomba that's relatively new has kind of got their name up there with Treehouse and Monkish. So, yeah, it's pretty surreal.
Do you know anything about how it works? Because I just would have thought that purely on population that we'd be at a disadvantage, but it must be weighted somehow or something like that, is it?
Yeah, I reckon you have to be in Mensa to understand Untappd and how they weight everything, because I always still get a bit confused. It is done by algorithms and whatnot, but I don't know the intricate details. All I know is that, yeah, it definitely would have been weighted. And, I don't really know how, but I'm just stoked to see us in there.
I can't think of another time that an Australian brewery's ranked up at that level before.
I don't know of another one either, which is also why it's cool, because, you know, Deidre and I were saying that, yeah, it's great for us and great for mountain culture, but it's also kind of cool because other people will be seeing that and thinking, oh, what's this brewery? What hops are they using? And it will kind of be cool to see the knock-on effect of that and be like, oh, they use Vic Secret. Like, what's that hop? Maybe I should look at getting that into my brewery in the USA or Europe or wherever. So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool that it's putting, sure, an Australian brewery up there, but also an Australian product like our hops and everything like that, and putting them at the focus of it as well.
Yeah, it was actually interesting. I'd never thought about what the hops were in that beer, and then I got the media release from Hop Products Australia, who are obviously pretty stoked to see Be Kind Rewind doing so well.
Yeah, we immediately told HPA because, you know, we're big fans of Vic Secret and they're kind of famous for Galaxy down there. And Vic Secret, I mean, I'm not a brewer, so I don't have to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. But DJ always says that it's kind of like a misunderstood hop, in the sense that if you don't know how to kind of wrangle it and work it right, it can not turn out in the way you would hope. So, you know, it means that people often just sort of leave it to the wayside and go for something like Galaxy. But it's kind of cool that this beer is shining a light on Vic's Secret as well, because when they told us how much Vic's Secret they produce, it's like over 900 metric tons of Galaxy versus like just over 200 metric tons of Vic's Secret. So like, it's a huge difference. So yeah, like, I'm pretty excited that Vic's Secret gets a shout out too.
And what's the latest on Emu Plains?
We're at the very, very pointy end, which is really exciting. We're at the bit where it's incredibly stressful, which means that we're getting to the end, hopefully. So I reckon hopefully we'll be brewing in the next sort of month. And then we're not open to the public yet, but at some stage, COVID permitting and all that kind of stuff, we will be able to open to the public, pending all the rules and whatnot. But, yeah, hopefully brewing soon.
And remember, you can hear DJ McCready on Season 4 of the Drinks Adventures podcast. Four Pillars Gin has collaborated with its Yarra Valley neighbour, the eminent winery Yarra Yering, to create the first ever single vineyard Bloody Shiraz Gin. Underhill Bloody Shiraz Gin was produced by adding Shiraz grapes from Yarra Yering's Underhill Vineyard to some Four Pillars Gin that had already been aging for 14 months in barrels that had previously held Yarra Yering Dry Red No. 1 and No. 2. Yarra Yering winemaker Sarah Crow says it's unprecedented for the winery to part with a parcel of fruit from one of its premier vineyards.
2020 was a really low-yielding year, so, you know, to come along for the 2021 and say, hey, have you got a ton of grapes for us? I did think quite long and hard, but I thought it was a really cool project to see what they would come up with and how they would do it. So we decided the desire for experimentation and learning was worth selling them the fruit for. It's the most expensive gin they've ever made based on the cost of that ton of grapes.
There are 2,400 bottles available of the Bloody Underhill Shiraz Gin, which is priced at $175 for a 700ml bottle. It's available direct from Four Pillars starting August 24, with limited stock available in selected Dan Murphy stores from September. And Crow says the vineyard's unique character is clearly evident in the final product.
You know, it's got the fruit profile, but this little kind of almost a smoky charcuterie edge to it. You know, it had this kind of sense of Underhill about it to me.
Also in recent weeks, Yarra Yering was named Winery of the Year in the Halliday Awards, just a few weeks after it was awarded the corresponding title by rival publication, The Real Review.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Double whammy. It's just great recognition and reinforcement, I suppose, for everyone here that, you know, what we're doing, the path we're on, we're heading in the right direction. And, you know, achieving those awards doesn't come easily, and so it's a nice kind of pat on the back for everyone that this is the reward from the hard work that we put in and the dedication to producing the best wines we can each year, regardless of the season.
Morris Whiskey founder John Casella has revealed the Rutherglen-based distillery is also working on a premium brandy.
That has crossed our mind, and we will be producing a premium brandy in time. So there's something that we've put away already, and something we will be producing, because traditionally that was a brandy still.
Yeah, I mean, obviously whiskey is what people want to be drinking at the moment, but brandy's got such an incredible history in this country, and I sort of wonder whether it might have its time in the sun at some stage in the future again.
I think we'll play a part in that. We're certainly intending to sort of bed down what we're doing with whiskey and not sort of be too distracted, but I think there's a huge future in premium brandy, and I think the market got disrupted by very cheap brandies that were taxed and overtaxed, and ultimately the market was destroyed for brandy. But when you look at the cognacs and Armagnacs in Europe, they are essentially brandies made in a particular way. So there's a lot of learnings there from both what we do with whiskey and the flavour characteristics that go with the spirit that comes from grape.
That was John Casella speaking to the Drinks Adventures podcast in episode 4 of this season. That's all for this edition. Remember, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at drinksadventures_au and also me at @byjamesatkinson, which is also my handle on Facebook and Twitter.